USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senior Israeli officials are reporting Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, in his speech at the UN General Assembly on Thursday, will express his support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Lapid will make clear that the establishment of a Palestinian state must have security arrangements for Israel. The current administration and the White House got inflation wrong, and it will be around for years as the Fed raised interest rates again for the fifth time this year. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor of business and economics at King's College in Manhattan.
Biden doesn't get it. You saw it on the 60 Minutes interview. He doesn't even admit that we've had an inflation spike because it means they're going to keep having the inclination to spend, spend, spend. The Fed's got to fight against that. It makes their job harder. It prolongs the pain if the administration keeps doing this.
A Malaysian defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who orchestrated one of the largest bribery scandals in U.S. military history, has been arrested in Venezuela after fleeing San Diego, California before sentencing. Leonard Glenn Francis pled guilty in 2015 to offering prostitution services, luxury hotels, cigars, gourmet meals, and more than $500,000 in bribes to Navy officials and others to help his Singapore-based ship servicing company, Glenn Defense Marine Asia Limited. Inside the long list of health problems COVID lockdowns has had on the world is an increase in the number of girls experiencing abnormally early onset of puberty. Researchers from Gazi University and Ankara City Hospital in Turkey are reporting LED screens for relatively short or long periods each day, finding those that bathed in the blue-tinged light for longer bouts showed the signs of maturity sooner than the rest. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Another earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacán near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway and leaving at least one person dead in Mexico City. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist recovery efforts in the areas affected by the deadly Hurricane Fiona. As of 6 a.m. Eastern today, 1,033,000 homes remain without power on the island. President Trump and his family are the subject of a civil lawsuit brought on by the state of New York in the amount of $250 million. And New York Democrat Attorney General Letitia James wants the Trumps run out of the state of New York. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls the civil suit a political hit job.
President Trump's former top cop says the lawsuit against Trump by New York's attorney general is a stunt. AG Lalita James claims Trump and his family falsified business records to obtain loans years ago, but former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr isn't buying it.
It's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she was going to go after Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Barr says the fact that James is going after Trump's kids shows an abuse of power. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.